USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
Special Counsel John Durham, the federal prosecutor assigned during the Trump administration to investigate the origins of the now-proven lie, Russia collusion investigation. The case to a grand jury against cybersecurity attorney Michael Sesman for allegedly providing a false statement to the FBI that Democrats ran with for years must come as soon as possible as the statute of limitations runs out this weekend. An earthquake destroyed houses, killed some people, and injured dozens of others Thursday in southwest China's Sichuan province. Rescue work was underway following the magnitude 6.0 earthquake. It struck at 4:33 a.m. Sichuan time. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to support General Mark Milley, excusing his possible treason as acceptable in the context of this period and time in history. Milley is accused of undermining Trump with his own liberal ideology, following orders from Nancy Pelosi instead of the commander-in-chief. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Several United States gymnastic athletes testified before a Senate panel on Wednesday. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on Wednesday regarding former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar's abuse of athletes and the FBI's inaction when the allegations were brought to the agency in 2015. U.S. Olympic gymnast Allie Raisman, who was one of Nassar's victims, accuses former USA Gymnastics CEO and President Steve Penney of coordinating with the FBI to cover up allegations against Nassar.
The day of my interview, Steve Penney flew to the Olympic Training Center, and he made sure I was aware he was there. I felt pressured by the FBI to consent to Nassar's plea deal. The agent diminished the significance of my abuse and made me feel my criminal case wasn't worth pursuing.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Saturday Night Live alumni and stand-up comedian Jim Brewer has canceled shows in Michigan and New Jersey because the venues required all attendees to be vaccinated from COVID-19. Mr. Brewer on Fox News says he took it personal when Biden finger-wagged unvaccinated Americans.
When our leader put that out there and pointed the finger, like, we're the demons? I'm not vaccinated. I had COVID. You're not going to tell me about my body. I know my body. I know my morals. I know my faith. You don't come telling me and threaten me and everyone else as if we're the demons. I have two close friends right now, fully vaccinated, and they got COVID, and they're both sick. So this is not about safety, because if it was, you'd just like you said, and I said in my video, eat more fruit. Take care of your body. Go to the gym. I've been saying that forever. You would have thought I called people savages for doing that.
The chaos at the border continues. Dan Naraki explains.
Border Patrol agents on the southern border encountered more than 208,000 illegal migrants in the month of August, a slight drop from a 21-year high in July. But it was still the second straight month that more than 200,000 migrants were stopped by agents. Many were quickly returned to Mexico under Trump-era rules implemented to control the spread of COVID, but unaccompanied minors are not being turned away. Nearly 19,000 were taken into custody last month.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.